This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
People really don't know what their expenses will be because they don't know how long that they're going to live.
Obviously, the older you are, the more secure your income you are.
It's going to more safe things that they know. If they know they're going to need that money to supplement their retirement, well, then you can't play that risk.
Welcome to From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith. Robert has been an expert in the financial services arena for over 30 years, and now he wants to teach you a few tricks of the trade. And now, From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith.
Good morning, USA, and welcome, Tampa Bay. This is Robert Goldsmith with my lovely wife,
Deanna.
And we are Financial 411, and we are back live on From Diapers to It Depends. It's where anything goes talk radio program. And of course, we are in a very unique situation. So before I get into that, let me just give you our phone number. If you've got questions or comments, or you'd like to learn more about your financial situation, you can always call into the program at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. And if you'd like to reach us after the show, give us a call at 844-435-7233. Again, that's 844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, 7233. And you can always tune in to the www.tantalknetwork.com and or tune us in as you may be doing right now on Facebook Live, where we talk about, again, topics that may affect you, your livelihood, and the things that are going on in the world. And then, of course, how they affect you. And many people may not realize how things square out, how things work out, right? Always affect you financially, and people don't realize that. Like, for example, if I mention the interest rates and the interest rate you're paying on your credit card, as I've mentioned on a number of other programs, is that if, in fact, you are financing your dinner, so when you go to the restaurant and you put down your American Express or MasterCard and you end up paying for that over time, you've actually financed your dinner, so you're paying more for the price of dinner than you actually thought, because interest rates add up, and interest rates being what they are today certainly can have an impact on where you end up financially with how much money you're spending on your dinner. That could be true for the shirt that you think you bought on sale at the local department store, and it can be true for the car payments that you make. Almost anything you do affects you. So for example, today we know that the feds are designed or hopefully preparing to lower the interest rate a little bit. How that will affect you, probably a smidgen, if at all, and maybe only on short-term rates, not long-term rates. I don't expect to see a huge drop in mortgage rates because everything right now is so speculative with respect to where it's going to be and how that will affect you. But at the end of the day, it's also important to recognize that when you cast your ballot, when you think of the things that are going on, you need to really look at how this affects you. And I've learned in life that people actually vote by what affects them. Some people vote for the, I'm going to say, the implication or the ideology that maybe we have a unique design as president, right? But I'm going to ask you this question. The question should be most important to you, is that do you want the person that fits your image best, or do you want the person that is the best prepared if you ended up needing open heart surgery, right? Because that would certainly play a role on how you decide to move forward. So just give this some food for thought as we open up our program today, which is a recent report came out and said that a third of Americans are lacking financial well-being. They're not comfortable with their retirement. They don't really have an understanding of how money works. And I'm going to tell you that if the report says it's a third, the truth is it's probably about half of the people that answered that. Because I can tell you from my experience of over 35 years in the financial services industry that most people have no clue how money really works. Most people don't understand their Medicare. They don't understand their Social Security. They don't understand life insurance. They don't understand the rules of engagement. So because of that, many people make poor decisions in their financial lifestyle. And you know, it's crazy. Those decisions that you make, those decisions that you choose, that you think you're doing the right thing for, are certainly ill-informed because you didn't get advice from somebody who can actually break it down. So let me give you an interesting story. I have a client that literally has a good sum of money set aside, but most of it is in his 401k and retirement plan. So now he's preparing to retire. So here's what happens. He moves his money into safer investments. He actually has a decent income now that's set up. He has his own pension plan. He has pretty much everything that he needs to be comfortable. But he realizes that his truck is kind of winding down. So he calls me up and says, hey, I think I want to take some money out of my 401k in order to buy a truck. He doesn't want payments, right? He just wants to make it. Now, the challenge, of course, is that he has good credit. And if you have good credit and interest rates being where they might be on the purchase of a new vehicle from a car dealer, which can be as low as 0%, does it make sense for him to take the money out of his 401k and then pay it off so he doesn't have payments? Well, here's the challenge with this. So in case you're not familiar with it, I just want you to know. If you were to take that money out of your 401k, that money gets added into your income, and now that income along with what you earned that year gets pulled together, and now you're gonna pay tax on the entire amount. So that can put him into higher tax brackets, and more importantly, he's gonna end up having to take out more money from his 401k in order to be able to pay the tax on it. And then, because he took more money from his 401k to pay tax on it, guess what? He's going to end up paying tax. It's like a vicious cycle. And I think we all have been kind of pretty much savvy to the fact that paying tax on your 401k is something most people don't consider. So when they think about their wealth and they think about their 401k, remember that your IRAs, your 401k, your SEP IRAs, all of these are investments that you made, but you don't own 100%. You and the
government
actually owns all of your money.
Well, Robert, here's a little add on to that too, because we had a friend that kind of did that for her daughter's wedding. And guess what it did to her Medicare payments? And she didn't realize that. You know, even though go back 2 years, well, guess what? Now she just increased the cost of her Medicare costs by taking that money out that way.
Right. So one of the things that people are not familiar with is the fact that almost everything we do affects something else. In fact, one of the articles I encourage you to read, we wrote on Forbes.com called Should Your Retirement Crash, where we explain in a roundabout way, or I'm going to say an entertaining way, that you can actually have your retirement talking to your Medicare, talking to your Social Security, talking to your tax man, talking to your life insurance, because if they all don't work together, then they usually end up costing you more. And the analogy I like to give is if instead of going to McDonald's and ordering a burger, fry, and shake, you might order a combo meal where the cost is less expensive than doing it separately. So that being said, here's an interesting thought. So we have a client who went ahead and basically took money out of their retirement plan to pay for a child's wedding, and in doing so increase the income, and now Social Security looks at your income and determines how much you should be paying in your Medicare premium, and that's going to stay with you for the next 2 years. So somebody can have their Medicare premiums double because they used their 401k income incorrectly and they use that asset incorrectly. So there are ways that you can get around that. That's one of the things we do at Financial 411, where we will take pretty much everything that you've got going on. So that would include your Medicare, your Social Security premium, right? You can take that. Mm-hmm. And how many mistakes do people make in Social Security? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh my God, there's tons.
Of the way that they distribute it?
Yes.
Okay, so Deanna is actually a certified National Social Security Advisor. So if you have any questions or comments, I would encourage you to certainly reach out to us and speak with Deanna in more depth about your specific Social Security needs. So what we do, like I'm working with a number of clients right now, and they have provided me with their rental properties, they provided me with their 401k, what they have in their life insurance, what they have in their cash assets. So we take everything that a person is doing, and then we look at their debts as well, and then see how can we restructure their plan to create for them the best cash flow. So let me repeat that. Cash flow. I'm not talking about creating a huge net worth that you can leave to your kids and then have the government take a percentage of that as well. We're talking about creating the best cash flow, because you can't take your net worth with you, right? So if you leave that net worth intact and you then do not make any adjustments for how I live my life or live my life in the best or most efficient way possible, I will end up paying more in taxes and ultimately not be in a position to live the greatest remainder of my life. You know, we only get so much time on the planet, so you might as well take advantage of that and live the best possible life. So just some food for thought there.
Well, Robert, here's another thing that I don't think most Americans realize, too. What about selling your house and all the capital gains you get on that? And there goes your Medicare premiums along with that, too.
So two things. What Deanna's bringing up is if I sell my house, so let's suppose I was one of those individuals that bought my house 30 years ago, and I might have paid, let's say, $250,000. And today, that house might be worth $1 million. Now, that exceeds the threshold for the deduction, for the combination deduction being a married couple of $500,000, right? So I can get $500,000 of gain, essentially, for free. But if it exceeds the $500,000 as a married couple, guess what? You're going to pay tax.
This is what we're experiencing. A lot of people don't realize when they're getting that bill. Well, wait, why is my premium so high now?
Yeah, they don't understand that the cost of everything is related to one another. So,
and what's amazing is the government knows this, man. You don't even have to tell them. You're getting that premium bill in sticker shock. Like, wait, why did it almost, you know, go up this higher percentage?
So if you think your Alexa or your cell phone is spying on you, everyone is spying on you. I'm going to tell you, you know, it's funny because I, and this is off the beaten path, but this is an Anything Goes talk show, where essentially we were talking to Alexa, and I've actually had where I was watching a reel on a Facebook, and it asked Alexa a question, but my Alexa heard the person on the phone, through my phone, ask the question to another Alexa, and Alexa was responding. And very unique situation.
It was a comedy night at our house.
You could say that. And comedy is what we do. And since Deanna brought up the word comedy, I'm actually going to be in New York tomorrow, and I will be appearing at the comedy, what is it called? I forgot it. The Broadway Comedy Club in Manhattan on Sunday. It's going to be a lineup full of celebrities, including Brian Scott McFadden, who's been on Netflix, HBO, and so he's our headliner that evening. And we've got a few other really great comedians that have some great credits that we're going to be opening for. So I'm excited for that. If you happen to be in the New York area and you'd like to reach out and grab some tickets, you can go to the BroadwayComedyClub.com or BroadwayComedy.com and then use the code word Bob, B-O-B, and you'll get a discount of $5 per ticket. Not a lot, but certainly in today's economy, every discount is available. You got to take advantage of them, and you got to see me. You're not laughing. She has seen me before. She's even written some of my stuff. So certainly there's some insight into that portion as well. So anyway, we are talking today about how to manage your money, some of the things that you can do, and some of the unique strategies that people can employ. And I'm a big advocate for those people that are seniors to take a look at how to develop a better cash flow. One of the things that you can do, believe it or not, is a reverse mortgage, and we're going to talk about that after our first break. We can also talk about Social Security, Medicare. We can bring up how the tax bill that is proposed by the Democrats now could affect your financial life. And I may bring that up right after our break, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, every once in a while, this is what you call Facebook fighting season. Okay, happens every 4 years, I think, where people start talking about who they should vote for and they have their reasons why, but they do it without the information to make an intelligent decision. So what people may not be aware of is that the Trump tax cuts, as they are more commonly known, are set to expire 2025. And that's coming up right around the corner. What many people don't realize is that when you file your tax return today, you're actually getting, if it's a married couple, approximately $29,000 of tax-free, I should say federal tax-free income when you file your return at the beginning. So if you've never filed your own return, I encourage you, go to what are some of those software programs that you can buy, and then start to complete your own taxes. I'm not telling you that you should do that if you've got an accountant, but if you go on and learn it, just follow along without buying it. You might learn that there are some discounts, and here's why that's important, because you will change the way that you manage your lifestyle when you actually understand the tax code. People don't realize that. Learn how the tax codes work, and then you can put yourself into a much better financial position so that you can make it a more informed and intelligent decision. So I guess what we'll do is we'll come back and we will talk a little bit about the tax code changes. We have some information on that, right, Deanna?
Well, I have some of the changes of Medicare, but we're going to go more into Medicare next week, since Medicare, open enrollment, annual enrollment starts on October 7th. So we'll go over a few of the changes. I'll briefly go over them to give you a little teaser so you'll know what's coming up. Also, you know, you did mention something when you said you're going to talk mostly about seniors, but the other younger people need to realize they need to start now, not wait until they become a senior. Some people say, oh, he's going to talk about seniors. I don't need to be interested in this conversation. I don't need to hear this stuff. But you know what? You need to prepare yourself now for when you get it, become a senior, because a lot of the stuff we're talking about can't happen unless you are prepared.
Yeah, so in other words, preparation for your financial lifestyle, people don't realize that. So like retirement is really kind of sending money to yourself in the future so that you can live a better life when you finally can say, hey, I'm done working. And a lot of people never get done working simply because they never prepared. They didn't prepare. And when you prepare, you don't prepare when you're 64 and say, eh, I'm going to save money now.
Well, because a lot of people were on that falsehood, oh, Social Security is going to be enough to take care of me. Well, do you realize that the amount you get from Social Security is below the minimum wage amount that people make?
It's below what they're planning on giving to other folks. I can leave it at that.
I mean, it's way below the $15 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah, you might be better off coming into the country through a unique concept. Okay, this is a little political, but yeah, it is. Coming into the country. Okay, I'm going to finish. I'm sorry. You're going to come into the country and then get free benefits. You might be better off than retiring on Social Security, having paid into it. Okay, my name is Robert Goldsmith, and this is... what's your name? Deanna Goldsmith. We are Financial 411, and we are on the TV, the radio show. We are technically on Facebook Live. It's kind of like a TV. From diapers to It Depends, and we will be right back after this word from yours truly.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional. Everyone knows there are few places to accumulate funds for your retirement. At-risk options, exposing your life savings to the volatility of a casino and often filled with hidden fees and expenses. Or in a bank, principal protected, but with the returns lower than your grandpa used to earn. Now there's a third option, the peace of mind alternative. Accounts that protect your principal like a bank, but with earnings tied to an index tracking the market. The best of both worlds. Here's how it works. When the market rises, your account values are credited with all or a portion of the index gain. Gains that can be locked in as your new protected principal. But when the index drops, your account stays exactly the same. No fees, no losses. And these plans can generate an income stream for the rest of your life, even if you ran out of money. It's a great option for old 401ks and IRAs. Call me now, Robert Goldsmith. 844-435-SAFE. 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
Plans backed by A-rated insurance carriers and are not a direct investment in the market. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half or greater than 10% annually may incur a penalty. Ask for details. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you reviewed your life insurance policy? Whether you purchased your plan more than 3 years ago or recently from an unprepared agent, chances are your plan may be obsolete. The fact is, most of the plans offered lack all of the features and benefits that you're entitled to. While most policies only pay someone else when you die, our new plans actually pay to keep you alive. Plans that may offer you access to cash for medical needs or may even help supplement your retirement. Now here's another question. If what I just said is true, then which one of those two plans would you prefer? The old one that only pays someone else when you die, or the new one that pays for you to live, particularly if the costs are about the same? Find out more by contacting me at 1-844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
This is a life insurance benefit that offers you the option to accelerate some or all of your death benefit in the event you meet the criteria for a qualifying event described in the policy. Not available in all states.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
I never know when you
just
want me to talk.
Just go for it. Just go for it. We are on TAN Talk Radio Network, where you can call in at 727-441-3000. Again, 727-441-3000. And we are discussing politics, finance, your insurance, your Medicare, your money, basically.
Comedy.
Comedy, a little bit of comedy, because, again, I'm going to be appearing in New York this Sunday. Excited about that. And we're going to be helping you become more proficient in how your money works so that you can use your money to the greatest extent possible. Because if you don't, you're usually making a mistake. So,
or the government's grabbing it all when you make those mistakes.
You know, an interesting thing, I guess many people don't realize that, and I'm going to just share something, is that every time the government proposes giving money away or giving benefits or giving breaks, you have to remember two things that are important. Number one is the government has to continue to operate, so they have to have money coming from one place or another. So either they're going to take it from one part and give it to somebody else, or if they give it to you, well, they're just going to tax everybody else more, right? So you could be both the benefactor and the payee in both circumstances. Like, for example, if you start a business now and the possibility of getting some tax breaks for starting a business, you may not realize you're paying it on one side and getting it on the other. Maybe it's a wash, maybe it's not, but for the majority of people who are not starting a business, and that's most of America, you're gonna be paying more in order for that person to get that business going. It might encourage you actually to start a business from home and or some other side, what they call side gig, I guess, so that you put yourself in a position so that you can take advantage of some of these tax breaks. So that's an important component about your financial situation. So that's there. Anyway, with respect to today is still part of September, which is Life Insurance Awareness Month, which means that most people don't actually understand the value of their life insurance and what it can do. So on this segment, I want to talk to you a little bit more about some of the benefits that people should actually start to think about when buying insurance, and more importantly, why they should have life insurance. So if I told you what percentage of the people, I don't know if you know this, what percentage of the people actually own their own life insurance policy as opposed to just having life insurance from your employer, and the numbers aren't good. So a lot of people who are out there that don't buy life insurance because it's considered an expense, it's considered something that, if I die, it makes somebody else rich, why would I want that?
You know, I read an article a while ago when we first got in the business. A lot of the reasons people don't buy it, too, is because it's not a tangible object. They can't touch it or see it or have anything to do with it, so they don't place value on it.
Great point. Most people don't understand the value of an insurance policy. So they think that because they're paying for something that only pays off when they die, it's probably a waste of money. Like you think about it, like, wait a minute. So I'm
look at during COVID, unfortunately, when a lot of people weren't working, that was the first thing people let go.
Was the life insurance.
And that's what they needed the most, and that's what they quit paying on.
So to get to my point, which you're right, is that most people don't understand that because you own an insurance policy, the first thing you're doing is taking care of the people you care about, right? So that means if something, God forbid, were to happen to me prematurely, my family is still going to be okay. Now, I can hearken back to my own lifestyle where my dad passed away without an insurance policy, and all he had was a group plan from his employer that didn't, especially back then, pay enough to pay off a mortgage, where my mom's mortgage payment was $300 a month, and she was in a position where she could not afford the house. So she ended up selling a house then for about 60 grand that today is worth about $750,000. So her life would have been dramatically different if she understood the rules of engagement and or if my dad had the foresight to prepare with life insurance. Now I'm gonna tell you, life insurance back in my dad's day was nowhere near as exciting, beneficial, or complete or comprehensive as it is today, because there's so much more you can do with an insurance policy that people are just not aware of. So talking about your life insurance, this segment, we really want to kind of educate you on some of the benefits of insurance. But if I was to name some benefits, Deanna, just tell me one thing besides life insurance that you're familiar with that people are not aware of. What are some of the things that you can do with an insurance policy?
Outside of
the death benefit.
It depends on what you're talking about. Some plans have as what they call like a little savings account to it, the little side pocket to it. Mm-hmm. You can use it for living benefits.
So living benefits including
heart attack, stroke, cancer, things like that.
And the reason I wanted you to say that is because I want people to realize that we've had clients of ours that have had heart attacks, that have had strokes,
cancer,
that have succumbed to cancer, or more importantly, are battling cancer. And the cost of battling cancer isn't always covered 100% by Medicare. It's also not covered 100% by your insurance policy if you're fortunate enough to have that. So what people are doing is they are letting go of their life insurance, not realizing that life insurance is a commodity that can provide that additional value that says, if something were to happen to me that we just mentioned, it puts you in a position where you're actually able to access some of that death benefit. So let me give you kind of an as if. Let's assume that you had a $500,000 life insurance policy, even a term plan, and God forbid, but you ended up with a stroke, cancer, organ transplant, Alzheimer's, one of those, deadly challenges per se. And you're sitting back going, how do I pay the bills? Because my insurance policy didn't cover all of my expenses. So your life insurance policy, now you'll be able to access it, and there's a small fee for doing it, but it's like $25-$50. It's not dramatic, right? And what it does is it actually gives, say that $500,000, you might get $100,000, leaving the bulk of your policy intact for your heirs, but give you the ability to use that money to pay your bills. And it can also be done in the event of for example, you ended up with a home health care or a nursing home. This can provide you access, because a lot of people go out and they'll buy what's called long-term care insurance. And long-term care provides protection in the event you enter a nursing facility, and then it might have a schedule of benefits that actually limits the amount of income or asset that you can receive from the insurance policy, predicated on where you are. So if I get a semi-private room, I get less money than if I had a private room, or I might not get any money at all for a private room, predicated on the plan that you purchased, right? So they all have these little innuendos. It's kind of like signing that disclaimer when you get married that says that you as a man are not entitled to make any decisions once you get married, because at that point you have officially given up your rights. Am I right or right?
I want to see that paper, because I think you need to re-sign it.
I know. The other day somebody asked me, what would I do without my wife? And I said, make a decision. So,
ha ha.
I know, sweetheart. I let you make the decision because I don't want to.
Because you're wrong.
That's exactly right. There you go. So that's the problem. So anyway, so your life insurance becomes an asset. And when your life insurance becomes an asset, it actually gives you the ability to use it. And here's the thing. If you get the right policy, it doesn't cost you more than if you purchased it from a company that doesn't offer it.
Think about it, Robert. You're saying life insurance. when they first started selling it, as you always said, they should have sold it as death insurance because that's what it is. Well, it's now living up to its name because you don't have to die to use your own insurance policy now.
You know, that's a great point, and I think most people miss that. So life insurance can actually be used as an asset to help pay bills, as I mentioned, for the living expenses. But you could also, if you get the right plan, have a side fund attached to your insurance policy that can grow tax-deferred, can be taken out tax-free, and there are some different components to each of them. So for example, you have to understand what your game plan is. Do I want to use this insurance policy as like a bank account where I can put money in, get a return maybe 4 to 5%, and then take it back out when I need it, and then put it back in when I need it, and use it instead of borrowing from a bank, and just really fund it all along my lifetime, right? So I can put money in over and above the cost of my premium, and then allow that money to grow, and it can compound, and I don't have to worry about, you know, any risk to my money and or, you know, being in a position where I can't afford to pay bills because I had access to it. Do you know that James Cash Penney, if you know him as J.C. Penney, and Walt Disney both used the assets inside their life insurance policy to start their businesses? And I think everybody in America that I know has been in a James Cash Penney or J.C. Penney store. And almost everybody was or has been or would like to go to Disneyland or what's the other one? Walt Disney World?
Orlando.
Oh. And I think they own so much. But
Universal, yeah. Yes, I think you're talking
but
about.
But I can tell you this. Everyone has watched a movie that has been directed, produced, and created by the Disney Foundation. So Disney and his life insurance policy did him fairly well because, you know, people said,
well, you know what, most of the wealthy use that plan, but they don't want to talk about it. That's, remember a few years ago, the government wanted to get rid of this plan, but they ended up not because they were all using this plan to keep their money in it.
Yeah, the crazy thing is legislatures is what's written by the people who are using the plan. So they're going to go, wait, am I going to cut my nose despite my face? The odds are pretty good that they would not want to do that. So,
well, I look at it too, besides that, Robert, to go back to what you were talking about. Look at these families that you ended up helping with. One of them was had cancer, had no idea what her policy, the money she was able to take out of her policy to help her pay the bills and survive, get her cancer treatment. Now she's doing great and stuff, and she's so grateful because she had no idea that her policy could do this for her. And then you have another client, unfortunately she ended up passing away, but you show her how she was able to get the money out of her account. What did she do?
She took her kids on a trip.
Yep, so she was able to spend the last moments of her life with her family, which she would have never been able to do if she didn't have that policy. So both of these people, and there are more that we've helped like this, were able to use the money from their policies or the benefits from their policies, you know, to be with their family, to get the stress off them from the burden that the cancer caused and stuff. So people need to rethink of when they're thinking about life insurance that it's just not for dying.
Exactly. Life insurance for living sounds like a lot better scenario than life insurance that pays somebody else when I die. So it's important for people to really take into consideration the value that they receive. And I'm going to tell you this, is that there's, 2,800 companies out there that offer life insurance, right? And then every employer that is, you know, got employee benefits also includes life insurance as part of that package. But you have to really do your own due diligence and investigate. You need an experienced professional. One of the things that makes us different than most financial advisors is, and especially insurance agents, is that you can go on to all those quote engines online that you see, I shopped the market and I got Billy Smith a $10 a month policy for $500,000 worth of coverage, or I got the $9.95 plan where you can just get $9.95 and my premium never
goes up. It's $9.99 now, babe.
Is it $9.99?
Yes.
And the crazy thing about it is that they don't realize it only covers them for, how much was it? $1,000?
It was less than that, but...
Less than that when you get it initially.
Uh-huh.
So it's $1,000 for 10 bucks a month. Now, if I wanted...
And you're basically self-insured for the first 2 years, because remember, it doesn't pay out until after 2 years.
So then you have to also take into consideration, if I wanted $10,000 worth of coverage, I got to pay 10 times 10, which is 100 bucks a month for $10,000 worth of coverage. And I'm going to tell you that you would think of that as being pretty expensive. In fact, a quick story. We just rewrote a client of ours. She got $250,000 worth of coverage for $166 a month in her 60s, covering her through age 85. Through age 85. That's like permanent coverage, because life expectancy today for a male is around 76, 78.
It went down to 76, and women went down to 79 now.
And I would think COVID had some impact on that.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, you know, you have to realize what your life expectancy and cover you to that extent and get that, and then learn how to use it. So let me tell you a little bit about what we do. So number one, at Financial 411, we are not going to just sell your product. You know, I hate when people going, oh, I sold product, I closed the deal. I hate that vernacular. I closed the deal, and they closed the sale. I got a sale. No, it's not about doing that. It's about, did you help somebody today? Did you make a difference in a person's financial life by actually looking at everything that they're currently doing and then analyzing what the best options are for them, recognizing who are their beneficiaries, recognizing what their health issues are, and then deciding how to move forward? And if you don't take all of that stuff into consideration and then map out a strategy, you're kind of doing a disservice for them. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. There are some people who don't want you to have all the information. I remember one time when I was younger, the guy said, here's what I want. I want a $200,000 policy. Just write it up and get out of the house. I'm like, okay. You know, because that's what they wanted. And if I didn't do it, someone else was going to do it. Well, some people do that because they don't understand the rules of engagement. They don't know what life insurance is all about. They don't understand annuities. They don't understand retirement planning. They don't understand 401ks. They don't understand taxes. They don't understand Medicare. All of that has to be coordinated. And so when I get someone that says, can you please map out a strategy for me? We're literally taking everything, including their home mortgage, because they don't understand that if they have nobody to leave their asset to, if they have nobody to leave that house to, why make a mortgage payment if you're above the age of 62? You could actually put yourself into a position where you never make another mortgage payment. You get to continue living in the house that you dreamed of, and all you pay is your taxes, your insurance, and your HOA, right? So you could still do that and still live as if your house is paid for. And what that does is it improves your cash flow, and it improves your cash flow. You're going to live a better lifestyle because you had someone like ourselves, like Deanna and I, that came into your lives and looked at your Medicare and looked at your annuities and looked at your retirement and then said, hey, here's some options that you can do. And here's the crazy thing. The options that existed then may not exist today, and the options that exist today may not have existed then, which is why it's always important for every 2 to 3 years to call your advisor, get with somebody that says, hey, let's take a look at what we're doing. And if your advisor doesn't know the answer, then your job is to call us at 844-435-7233 or 844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, so you can remember the word 435-SAFE. And that's where you can find us on the Financial News Network.
Yeah, and we'll do a free annual review from you. And you know, if we can't make your plan better, we won't touch it. But if we find there's areas in your plans that, you know, will benefit you, we will make the suggestions to you.
Right. And I'm going to tell you this, that we have been doing this for a long period of time. We have thousands of clients. So I can't literally reach out to everyone and say, hey, call me. I've got to tell you that it's on you to really give this, hey, this is what we did. We just got our annual statement. Everybody gets an annual statement from their insurance policy, from their investment options, from their annuities. You have that. And that's when you sit back and say, hey, let me take a look at where I'm at, and let me get with somebody that says, this is where we need to be, or this is what we can do now, or what's changed, and then take a better and a harder look at your financial situation so that you can be more proficient at what you do. Remember, I keep saying this, cash flow is king, right? Your job is not to worry about how much money you die with. It's about to remember how much money you got to live and the experiences you have. So if you want to take a trip to Europe, learn how to use maybe a reverse mortgage to help assist you with that. So that's something that we also can do for you. Also, we've got some new investment options I want to talk to you about.
I wanted to go a little bit back on the life insurance when you were talking about people buying it online or just buying the $999 plan.
Uh-huh.
a lot of those, like the 999 plan, that's they're only giving you one option. They're not giving you a variety of options. But here's the thing that most people don't know, and they all think. They all think that all the plans are the same. They think all the insurance companies are the same. What they don't realize is some insurance companies give you better rates for smoker, give you better rates if you, you know, they do go back and look at your past history. Some will give you better rates if you had a heart attack. Some of them have bump-up clauses in them. And so the average American person doesn't know about this, but when they talk to someone like you who's been around, I won't say how many years because we're not allowed to discuss your age. You know the plans and you know what carriers are more lenient on this or that for the clients. So that will also save them money because of the plans that offer the better benefits at a better premium for what kind of condition they may have.
No, 100%. And that's the whole thing is that a lot of times when you hear these quote engines advertised online about call them and I got somebody a special deal, remember two things. Number one is not all of these people are trained and or educated in the financial arena, and they're only talking about the cost of the insurance. They're not talking about how that insurance interacts with everything else that they do. As I've said so many times, it's more important to get somebody who can get the whole package and put it all together than to put you into a position where you are literally just paying the lowest cost but giving up value, right?
Well, it's not even that. A lot of these agents, they sell for one company only, so they don't have access to all the other plans.
Very good
So
point.
They're forcing that one plan on you and not giving you options.
Right. So a lot of companies, a lot of times people go into the financial services business, what they do is they prey on their family. Hey, Bill and Mary, can you reach out to me? I want to talk to you about this new life insurance plan I got because I now work with XYZ company. And they don't realize that what they're really doing is they're actually doing a disservice. They're giving somebody that might have had a good plan and turned it into a bad plan because...
Oh, how many times have we seen that?
All the time, because they don't understand. And the people that get into the business... So by the way, I am starting my coaching business. So let's say you're out there today and you said, I would like to learn how to become more proficient, how to succeed in the financial services arena, how to understand. And if you don't actually succeed in the business, and if you don't decide to pursue the business, the education that you receive by working with someone like myself, and more importantly, even getting educated and or trained by ourselves, is that we can teach you the rules of engagement so that you have a better understanding of how all money products work, so that you then in the rest of your life can say, wait a minute, I learned something. I'm not going to buy this policy. I'm not going to invest in this product. I'm going to put X number of dollars here. I want to create a retirement income in the future. Understand all of that is predicated on you understanding, as I like to call it, the rules of engagement, and working with someone like myself and Deanna who will assist you in making sure that your money is working properly and to the best of its extent. So let's take a break for just 1 minute, and we're going to come right back where we talk a little bit more about how money works, and we'll wrap up our show today with talking a little bit about how the propositions that are on the table might affect you, because at some point, you know, there's decisions you have to make that are coming up right now, and it's going to be crucial for you to be able to make an intelligent decision, not about personality, not about style, not about gender, but most importantly, about how all of this will affect you and the people around you. And as Captain Spock, I think he was Mr. Spock at the time, once said, I think it was something along the lines in his Star Trek episode, that the need of the many outweighs the need of the one, and that's the way we should vote. My name is Robert Goldsmith.
And I'm Deanna.
And we'll be right back on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
From diapers to it depends.
And we are right back.
I never knew.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional. Everyone knows there are a few places to accumulate funds for your retirement. At-risk options, exposing your life savings to the volatility of a casino and often filled with hidden fees and expenses. Or in a bank, principal protected, but with the returns lower than your grandpa used to earn. Now there's a third option, the peace of mind alternative. Accounts that protect your principal like a bank, but with earnings tied to an index tracking the market. The best of both worlds. Here's how it works. When the market rises, your account values are credited with all or a portion of the index gain. gain. Gains that can be locked in as your new protected principal. But when the index drops, your account stays exactly the same. No fees, no losses. And these plans can generate an income stream for the rest of your life, even if you ran out of money. It's a great option for old 401ks and IRAs. Call me now, Robert Goldsmith. 844-435-SAFE. 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
Plans backed by A-rated insurance carriers and are not a direct investment in the market. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half or greater than 10% annually may incur a penalty. Ask for details. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you reviewed your life insurance policy? Whether you purchased your plan more than 3 years ago or recently from an unprepared agent, chances are your plan may be obsolete. The fact is, most of the plans offered lack all of the features and benefits that you're entitled to. While most policies only pay someone else when you die, our new plans actually pay to keep you alive. Plans that may offer you access to cash for medical needs or may even help supplement your retirement. Now here's another question. If what I just said is true, then which one of those two plans would you prefer? The old one that only pays someone else when you die, or the new one that pays for you to live, particularly if the costs are about the same? Find out more by contacting me at 1-844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
This is a life insurance benefit that offers you the option to accelerate some or all of your death benefit in the event you meet the criteria for a qualifying event described in the policy. Not available in all states.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
From Diapers to It Depends, I am Robert Goldsmith.
And I am Deanna Goldsmith.
And we are financial411.net. And again, if you have a question or comment, you can always call us at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. And if you have a question you'd like to reach us after the show, call us at 844-435-7233. Again, that's 844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, 7233. So we've been talking about your money, how money works, and more importantly, how some of the things that we do over the next few months might actually affect our financial situation. And that means that if you are going to cast a ballot, as everyone should, you have to recognize that there are proposals on the table that could impact your financial future. And one of the things that is set to expire is the Trump tax plan. And what most people are not aware of is that there's a deduction, what's called the standard deduction, that everybody gets. It's different, obviously, if you're single versus being married, and then if you have kids. All of that plays a role in how much taxes you're going to pay. So having the ability or the wherewithal to have businesses, have deductions, know what those deductions are, then use them properly, could totally impact how much you end up spending or sending to the IRS, and then they get to send it wherever they want. I've always advocated for, I think the government should give us a receipt for everything that we send their way so that we know what it is we're buying. Because when I go to Walmart, they at least give me a receipt. In fact, I can get a text to me. But the government doesn't do that. They just take our money, they spend it, and say that they are better at using our money than we are at using our own money. And I'm going to tell you that is 100% false when you have an advisor like Deanna and myself at financial411.net. We'll map out your plan, set up a strategy for you.
Yeah, Hey Rob, I wanted to go over some of the changes of Social Security. I'm not going to go to them in detail since open enrollment doesn't start till next month. And since this month, don't forget, is still Life Insurance Awareness Month. So we want you to be aware of the life insurance, the needs that you may need, and the policies, what we've gone over today, what it could do for you. But some of the major changes, I'm only going to go over a few of them, is that, did you know they're getting rid of the donut hole?
What's the donut hole? Because a lot of people don't know what donut hole means.
The donut hole in Medicare is once you opt get to a certain part in a catastrophic before you get to your catastrophic phase, you have to pay up to over $6,000 for your prescription drugs. So it's a phase. It's like the third phase.
So I have to pay $6,000
or more, depending.
So let me clarify. So do I have to spend $6,000 and then I pay my share?
No. You have to pay all that, and then your prescription drugs are going to be covered free after that. But you have your co-payments and you have your co-insurance all before that, which it covers a certain amount. And then once you get into what they call the donut hole, then you have to pay up to $6,000, around that amount.
So my strategy is to get my doctor prescribe everything I'm going to need for the next year right now so that I can get as many prescription drugs as possible and then save money. I'm just using another strategy.
Usually everybody reaches the donut hole right around October, November. So usually from October through December, you're stuck paying 100% of your prescription drugs.
Wow.
But they're getting rid of that, and now what they're going to do is your maximum out-of-pocket is going to only be $2,000 a year. So basically, the donut hole is going to go away. So after you pay your $2,000 out-of-pocket, your prescriptions are free on Medicare. Now, they're only free if you're on the Medicare Part D standalone plan, which is also included in the MAPD plans. But any prescriptions covered under Medicare Part B is not part of this. So that's still separate.
Okay, so let me just say something. If you're listening to this, you could recognize that understanding what Deanna just said can be comprehensive and, more importantly, confusing if you don't understand Part A, Part D.
We're going to go into more details in this next week.
No, but that's
week.
Why they need to have an advisor like us.
Yeah, so we're going to go into it next week. Another thing what they've added here is called the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan.
Don't know what that is. MPP.
It's something brand new. What they're doing is, let's say you're going in and you can't afford to pay your $2,000 deductible before your prescription. Well, they have now set up a payment plan where you can go ahead and sign up for this plan, but you have to sign up for it 48 hours before you get your medications. Now, you don't have to pay when you go to the pharmacy because you're going to be paying that the thing through the government through a prescription plan, and you're not going to have any taxes on that. You're not going to have any interest payments on it. So it's to help people that can't afford that $2,000 deductible, where they can pay it over the 12 months instead of having to pay it up front before you can get your prescription drugs if needed.
Okay,
so that's a good thing. The one thing that is going to be going away, except for if you're in a doctor's office area, medical building, or a rural area, is the telehealth coverage. So that no longer will be available.
So you won't be able to get the ability to call a doctor and then have a Zoom call meeting with a doctor to be able to even get prescription drugs. You're going to have to go to a doctor.
Correct.
So let me share something. If that's the case, then we do offer a telemedicine alternative. It's a standalone for about $20 a month for your family, maybe $29, depending on the size. So that's something, if you realize this is going away, but you'd like or use telemedicine where a doctor can get on the phone and prescribe or at least help you with some insight, we can help you with that too. So just let you know that.
Yeah, and I can tell you from Robert uses it all the time because he does not like to go to the doctor. He'll call the doctor, they'll do it, he'll just explain to the doctor what's going on. Next thing I know, he's going to the pharmacy and picking up his medicine. So it's a really good thing to have.
Yeah, so it's just another option. So what we're trying to point out to you is that if you go alone on your financial planning without having the assistance of somebody with some experience, it can be a huge impact. And we've got some new products coming out where, imagine this, you can get a guaranteed 8% return with a 2% kicker in 5 years, so that if somebody was to put, let's say, for example, $1 million into this particular plan, they would actually end up with a $400,000 guaranteed, I can't use the word guaranteed, but let's just say you'll get a $400,000 income over that next 5 years, plus another $100,000 bonus at the end of your 5 years. That's going to be an option that we're excited to be introducing. That's going to be coming soon. So definitely get with us, learn more about your financial plan. Again, I appreciate you being out there and enjoying our show. There's a lot of stuff happening in this world today, and it's going to be important for you to really take the initiative, learn, do your investigation, do your due diligence, and don't listen to what you just read on social media, but get with someone who's actually knowledgeable and can assist you along the way. My name is Robert Goldsmith.
And I'm Deanna Goldsmith.
And we are from Diapers to It Depends. And thank you so much for participating. Remember, call us toll free at 844-435-7233. 844-435-SAFE. Thank you so much.
Or visit us on the website at financial411.net.
That's where I got her so she can fill in. Thank you so much. You guys have a great rest of your time. Enjoy. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. At least 12 people have now died from yesterday's pager explosions in Lebanon and Syria. Hezbollah is blaming Israel for the attack. As for how those pagers were rigged, correspondent Chris Livesay reports from Tel Aviv.
American officials have pointed to a Taiwanese company as the supplier. That supplier says the beepers were made by a licensing partner based in Hungary. Several months ago, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah told his men to get rid of their smartphones to evade Israeli tracking.
Cybersecurity analyst Chris Krebs.
It is a very novel attack. It likely also takes advantage of some operational and tradecraft shifts that Hezbollah has made over the last several months.
Sean Combs' attorneys are expected to return to court today to appeal a judge's order. He remained in jail to await trial on charges involving serial abuse of women. That included allegedly forced participation in days-long sex parties with male prostitutes. CBS New York's Christina Phan.
The appeal hearing is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. Yesterday, a judge denied bail after federal prosecutors successfully argued that Combs posed a flight risk and could also potentially intimidate witnesses.
Former President Donald Trump will hold his first major rally since Sunday's apparent assassination attempt.